Luke chapter 20. And it happened on one of those days as Jesus taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel. Now, gospel means good news. The chief priests and the scribes came upon him with all the elders, and they spoke to Jesus, saying, "Tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Who is he that gave you this authority?" So, you see, Jesus was totally independent before God, but they thought that you couldn't teach, you couldn't do anything for God unless you had some authority from a person, from a man or from an organization. And Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one thing, and you answer me. The baptism of John, was it from God or from men?" And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say it's from heaven, he'll say, 'Why then didn't you believe him?' But and if we say the baptism of John was just from men, that is, it wasn't blessed by God, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." And so they replied that they could not tell from whence the baptism of John was, whether it was from God or from man. So Jesus said to them, "And neither tell I you by what authority I do these things." In other words, they knew in their conscience that John the Baptist and his baptism was from God, but they couldn't quite admit that, because John, of course, had preached about Jesus and said, "This is the one, he is the Messiah." And so Jesus is very clever. He answers them in a way by asking them a question, and he brings out in their hearts the answer to their question. The question, "By what authority do you do this?" was from God, because I'm sent from God and my ministry is from God. And so this is the thing, that people think that you need to have some organization or some church or some guy behind you. And this is the real wonderful truth, that you don't need that, that God is going to be the one who gives us the authority. That because we are his children, we have his authority. And you also see how all the people, it says, thought that John the Baptist was wonderful, that he definitely was from God. And yet John the Baptist had very clearly taught about Jesus, that he's the Messiah. And yet the people crucified Jesus, even though they were all, "Oh yeah, John the Baptist is wonderful." You see how it is that people can follow a man, can follow a religion, can follow an appearance, whereas in their heart, they're very, very far away from him. And that's really what happened with the Jews and their attitude to John the Baptist. Then Jesus began to speak to the people this parable. "A man planted a vineyard and let it out to workers and went into a far country for a long time. And at the harvest time, he sent a servant to the workers that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the workers beat him up and sent him away empty. And again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also and treated him really shamefully and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third servant, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, 'What shall I do? I'll send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him, they will respect him when they see him.' But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, 'This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, that the inheritance will be ours.'" So this is clearly speaking of God sending his servants, the prophets. That's what they're called in the Old Testament. And the Jews beat some and stoned others and were shameful to them. And then God in his love thinks, well, if I send my son, surely they'll reverence my son. But they don't, and they kill him. And this, of course, speaks about Jesus. So what God wants is fruit from the vineyard. And what is the fruit? It's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, etc. That's what God is looking for. And it's that which the Jews didn't have. And that is the entire purpose of all his work with us, that we should be spiritually minded and have the fruit of the Spirit. So then, they cast the son of the owner out of the vineyard, just like they threw Jesus out of the city of Jerusalem, and killed him. What therefore will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those workers and will give the vineyard to others. Now the others are us. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. And he looked at them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the chief cornerstone. Now that's Jesus, of course. He was the stone whom the builders, the Jews, rejected. Whoever shall fall upon that stone will be broken, but upon whomsoever it will fall, it will grind him to powder. It will be like the image of the kingdoms of men, whom the little stone will hit and grind to powder. But if we're not like that, then we've got to fall upon him and be broken. So the choice is being broken by him and ground to powder, or falling upon him and being broken ourselves. So then we've got to be, in that sense, broken men and women. Not proud, not arrogant, but realizing our sins and humble and trusting in him for his forgiveness.